The Voice Bank presents Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. Conceived and written by Saurin Desai, narrated by Sheetal Sani and Saurin Desai. This interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita is not scholarly or literal, but personal and creative, with no intent to hurt the sentiments of any individual, community or religion.
It is said that the Bhagavad Gita has answers for all and all the answers. Join writer and seeker Saurin Desai as each week he grapples with thoughts and challenges related to life, work, and creativity. Then explore the timeless wisdom of the Gita to discover how to harness creativity with grace, understanding, empathy, and timelessness. Welcome to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. This is episode 21, Harnessing Hope in the Times of Uncertainty. And Saurin is figuring out how to transform chaos into a foundation for building his resilience and growth.
Comparing today's world to just a few years ago, I see many changes. There's more awareness and effort to improve the world, but also increasing chaos. We're facing existential-level risks, like the potential for AI to go rogue, contagious pandemic-causing diseases, and the ongoing issue of climate change. I can only handle a limited amount of troubling news before wondering if there's any hope left. How can I stay sane and optimistic in these uncertain times? What should I focus on to be better prepared for the future? And how can I transform this into building blocks for my resilience and personal growth? I'm also aware of my privilege and good fortune, because of which I am not enduring the hardships that hundreds of millions are going through. What then should I do to have the most positive impact on the world? The following shloka points towards an oasis in the desert of the above uncertainty.
Ya nisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sayami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisha pashyato muneh. Chapter 2, verse 69. The night for all living beings is the awakening of the wise, and that which keeps living beings awake is night for the wise.
In the present context, night symbolizes turmoil, distress, challenges, and difficulties, while the opposite represents peace, stability, clarity, and harmony. The first part of the shloka suggests that I must consider the world's night as an opportunity to introspect, learn, adapt, and grow. The intent should be to awaken the courage and wisdom within that would lead to the most significant positive influence on the world. The second part of the shloka implies that I lack wisdom if I mindlessly consume negative news and engage in discussions where people choose to name-call and sling mud, especially in the comment section. I should avoid such conversations by regarding them as nights that are filled with ignorance, intolerance, and prejudices. So, here is what I'm implementing. I acknowledge and accept that uncertainty is a fundamental aspect of life. Whenever I feel overwhelmed by the suffering and chaos in the world, I shift my perspective to see the opportunities for understanding and growth. I'm actively pursuing knowledge and insights through books, podcasts, videos, workshops, and I'm engaging in meaningful conversations with individuals who possess experiential wisdom. While doing so, I'm mindful of the information I consume. So-called positive news may be frivolous, whereas even distressing news can be thought-provoking and constructive. I consider the sources and their intent. I'm connecting with like-hearted individuals who share similar values and objectives. Engaging in purposeful discussions and collaborations is helping to strengthen my hope and resilience. But I also continuously remind myself that the chaos will never completely disappear. Hence, the work I do, internally and externally, is essential as it enhances my resilience. However dark the night of turmoil and challenges, the dawn of wisdom and resilience is never too far behind. That is the message of the shloka. Within day is night, and within night is the kernel of the oncoming day. Thank you for your time and attention, the greatest gift you can give me. I am Sauran Desai, and each week I delve into the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Together, let's create a community of creative souls on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you have any thoughts, questions or feedback, reach me at gitacreativesoul@gmail.com. And I continue to be on a quest to transform chaos into a foundation for building my resilience and growth.
You are listening to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul, produced by The Voice Bank, conceptualized and written by Sauran Desai, voiced by Sheetal Sahani and Sauran Desai, directed by Sundar Sethuraman, executive producer Rashmi Sundaram, special advisor Kushagra Singh, music by Sushant Sonable and Direndra, recorded by Tejas Jadhav and Agnel George. Sound designing and mixing by Sushant Sonable. Recorded at Crescendo Studios, Mumbai. Text copyright Sauran Desai. Sound recording copyright The Voice Bank.